Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I made a mistake, and I called Paul Ryan today, who's a very close personal friend, and I said that. The fact is that I have supported what Ryan's tried to do in the budget. The fact is that my newsletter strongly praised the budget when he brought it out. And the budget vote is one that I'm happy to say I would have voted for, I will defend, and I'd be glad to answer any Democrat who attempts to distort what I said.
There's Newt Gingrich owning up to and apologizing for his comments on Meet the Press, where he criticized Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan. That's where we get started. This is an hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll want to pay close attention to all of the discussion, not only about the politics. First, though, Fox News' Greta Van Susteren talking to Newt Gingrich about his comments and his apology.
Now Republicans, well, they're all fired up. Syndicated columnist Charles Krautheimer told Fox's Brett Baer, Mr. Gingrich, quote, didn't have a big chance in the beginning, but now it's over. And Rush Limbaugh had this to say.
I am not going to justify this. I'm not going to explain this. The attack on Paul Ryan, the support for an individual mandate in health care. Folks, don't ask me to explain this. There is no explanation. So what do you mean, if I don't explain it, who will? There is no explanation for it. It's first off, it cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration in the lawsuits that 26 states have filed over the mandate. I know that, I guess what, back in 1993, Newt supported an individual mandate ever issued by insurance? I am befuddled as anybody else is what I'm telling you.
So does Speaker Gingrich want a do-over? Well, he called Congressman Paul Ryan and apologized for calling his Medicare proposal radical. But is that enough to snuff out the flames? Former Speaker of the House, Republican presidential contender Newt Gingrich joins us. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. And I go out of the country for a week and I come back and you've blown up the Republican Party. So what happened?
Well, first of all, I think that's pretty exaggerated on every front.
I'm teasing you.
I know, but I'm just going to start down the road since you opened with three or four things. If Charles Krauthammer had been with me yesterday in four different cities in Iowa, where we had huge crowds, sometimes three times as many as they expected, I think he might reconsider. In Russia's case, he had two different things. One of them was just plain wrong. I do not support a mandate. I am opposed to Obamacare. I am in support of the 26 attorney generals who have filed suit. The Center for Health Transformation that I helped found, has been actively opposed to Obamacare for 2.5 years. That was a clip from 1993 when, in fact, the conservative position was to have individual insurance in opposition to Hillary Care because she wanted everybody to be in government. So let's get that out of the way, okay? Now let's go to what I'm
saying. I understand this. So I'm sure I understand. So are you saying that in 1993 that there was some sort of hybrid of mandate or whatever, it was supported by the Republican Party, and that was in response to the Clinton administration, and now you've changed? Is that it?
I'm saying that imagine this in your own case. I'm saying that you see a 20-second clip from 18 years ago when you were fighting Hillary Care, and when virtually everybody in the conservative movement was united in trying to stop Hillary Care. Now, nobody at that time was talking about the 10th Amendment. Nobody at that time was talking about these kind of constitutional issues. But to jump from that and say, gosh, if Newt said this in 1993, he must be for Obama. Skipping, by the way, 2.5 years of active, consistent opposition to Obamacare. I mean, I think the kind of amnesia that Washington gets into is frankly silly. But let me just put that to one side, because I want to set a precedent for a new kind of presidential campaigns. And I thank Bill Bennett and Ed Fulmer, frankly, for helping me walk through what people were hearing, which is not what I intended to say. I made a mistake. And I called Paul Ryan today, who's a very close personal friend, and I said that. The fact is that I have supported what Ryan's tried to do in the budget. The fact is that my newsletter strongly praised the budget when he brought it out. And the budget vote is one that I am happy to say I would have voted for, I will defend, and I would be glad to answer any Democrat who attempts to distort what I said. And I made a simple mistake.
When you say you made a mistake, are you saying that you chose the wrong words, or that's not what you thought, or I'm not sure to understand when you. And are you speaking about using the words as right-wing social engineering? Because that seems to be what has really sort of lit your party on fire.
Look, I made two mistakes. First of all, if you go back and listen to the question David Gregory asked me, I should have said I'm not going to answer it. It's a hypothetical baloney question that had no hope of happening. The Republicans don't control the Senate. They don't have the White House. They can't do what Obama did. And I should have just dismissed it. So that was a mistake. The second was some of the words I used.
Coming up, Meet the Press host David Gregory reacts to Newt's apology.
Machete Grills Pablo Esparza.
My burgers are huge. My margins, not so much. Then I got a really big tip. Join Sam's Club.
From high-quality foods to freezers, enjoy more business success for less at Sam's Club. Last year, members saved an average of 44% on office supplies alone versus retail superstores. Compare for yourself. Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th to 28th, and get 10 weeks of membership for just $10.
My secret recipe for savings.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen focusing on Newt Gingrich, the comments he made about Congressman Ryan's budget plan, in which he tried to blame David Gregory for the questions that were asked of him. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and his boys and girls talked to David Gregory about the comments.
What's your response to Newt Gingrich saying that you, he said you set him up?
I think he knows that that's quite silly. When he left the interview, he was on for his 35th time, and he said, I look forward to coming back for number 36. I think he was perfectly fine with the interview, and of course, you know, the irony that somebody like Newt Gingrich came to the program and said something about Medicare and Ryan's plan, that it was right-wing social engineering, and that that was a spontaneous response, and that was not something that he'd actually thought about, I think, strains credulity. The interesting part about all of that is that the question I asked on Medicare was simply, you know, there's a lot of opposition to this, of course, as you know, in the Republican Party, to what Paul Ryan is talking about. Do you think that Republicans ought to buck that opposition and move forward and really change Medicare as we know it? And then that was his answer. So that was hardly a setup. And what's interesting about this other question on the individual mandate that he walked away from, he was supportive of that. And remember, this was in the context in 1993 of what was a Republican bill. The idea of the individual mandate for health care was part of the Republican orthodoxy at the time in terms of health care. He had support for an individual mandate then. When I played him that soundbite from 1993, he immediately agreed with it, and I didn't even refer to what was the next piece of information I had, which was from his book just several years ago, in which he actually stated the very same thing, because he went on to state that. So that doesn't sound like much of a setup to me. He was, he answered the question straight on.
Taco's Dale Jackson.
here focusing on the reception duties getting in Iowa and how his apology might just not be enough to save the campaign.
Have you heard this clip of Newt Gingrich? Have you heard this clip of Newt Gingrich where he's like, "Why?" The guy was like, "Why don't you get out of the race?" It is the most absurd thing I have ever heard. I cannot believe somebody would say this to him right to his face. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. And the guy says, why don't you get out of the race before you embarrass yourself? And I told you, Newt Gingrich can't win anyway. So while I sort of agree that I would like for him to get out of the race, I just can't believe somebody would say it to him quite like this. And the guy's looking him in the eye and saying, like, you've embarrassed yourself. You threw Paul Ryan under the bus. Newt Gingrich says, I didn't do anything. And then he lays out to him how he threw him under the bus. Awesome stuff here. This is from Fox News. Jason's got the clip ready. Jason, play this clip. This is unbelievable stuff.
Trip as a candidate to Iowa today and found his critics extend beyond the liberal media.
Mr. Gingrich, what you just did to Paul Ryan is unforgivable.
I didn't do anything to Paul Ryan.
Yes, you did. You undercut him and his allies in the House.
No, I said...
You're an embarrassment to our party.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Why don't you get out before you make a bigger fool of yourself?
Sorry you feel that way.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Newt Gingrich's press secretary then told Politico Medicare is going to be part of the 2012 campaign one way or the other, and Newt would like to help the Republicans design a winning plan that the country will support. If you try to impose it on the country, you'll pay a huge political price. You'll be out of power, and you won't get it done. Newt Gingrich has a record of achievement on a large-scale historic change when he offers advice on Medicare reform. I'd listen to him. And part of that advice is you need a political plan to go along with your policy plan so you can convince the country that's where you want to take them, is where they want to go. Does that make sense to you? Is this something that Newt Gingrich can back away from? I don't think it is. I don't think it is even close to something he can get back from. The Republican Party, both the power structure and the base, is behind Ryan's plan. They like it. They like it. Now, is there any chance of it passing? I don't think so. You've got the President of the United States who's not going to get on board with it. You've got the Senate who you're not going to get them on board with it. But they refer to it as a radical plan. I just don't think that's the case. Yeah, Ryan's Medicare proposal is, I guess, controversial. But we live in a time when we need controversial plans because the plans we have now don't work.
Talk host Sam Cedar here focusing on Newt and his attempted apology, where he now says that anyone that quotes his appearance on Meet the Press is lying.
Here he goes with his tail between his legs because he apparently stepped on a landmine. Here he is on the Greta Van Susteren show last night.
So let me say on the record, any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood. And because I have said publicly, those words were inaccurate and unfortunate, and I'm prepared to stand up. And when I make a mistake, and I'm going to on occasion, I want to stand up and share with the American people that was a mistake, because that way we can have an honest conversation.
Wait, play that again. This is stunning. Any ad that uses those words is a lie. Because you understand that when he was on that national, a much higher rated show, on that national show, when he reiterated, he said it twice. So when he was on the record that time, he's on the record this time. I'm going to go back on the record to say the last time I was on the record was not on the record. And if you use that record, then I am on the record now as saying that's a lie. Anybody who uses me on the record prior to my being on the record now is telling a lie. And anybody who uses me on the record now, when I go on the record in the future, looking back on this record, looking back on that record, you're despicable. This guy's fantastic. He's so fun. I'm so glad he's on.
Coming up, we shift the focus to other candidates as we hear from Tim Pawlenty and Dick Morris weighs in on Ron Paul.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown, talking about the talk radio world, talk television world, issue-oriented, the political talk conversations. From Fox, Sean Hannity talks to Tim Pawlenty about how he thinks he matches up with some of the other candidates.
All right, Trump out, Huckabee out. Looks like your fellow Minnesotan, Michelle Bachmann's going to get in. Looks more and more likely Daniels gets in and maybe John Huntsman. What do you make of the new field?
Well, I think the field will settle in, and, you know, I think it'll be a great debate. There's a lot to pick from there, but I think when people look at these candidates, look who's had the executive experience, who's delivered on reducing spending and taxes and government reform in a blue state, and who can market conservative principles across the country and win the election, I think that road leads to my campaign, so we feel really good about that.
What are the issues that you think? How do you differentiate yourself from the Republican candidates? I would argue all the candidates will want to cut taxes. They'll all want more drilling in America. They'll want energy independence, stronger national security. You know, where do you think you are going to show a difference? Well, how are you different from these other candidates?
Well, that's a great question, and I think a lot of the Republican candidates will sound similar. They're all going to say they're for cutting taxes, reducing spending, reforming schools with accountability and choice, market-based health care, being tough on terrorism, public employee reform, pension and benefit reform, and the like. The real question, Sean, isn't so much wide differences in those issues. There'll be some, but probably not wild differences. The real question is going to be this. Do you have the fortitude to actually do it, or are you just flapping your jaw like another politician? Have you done it? And have you done it in a way that attracts people in and allows us to accomplish it and govern? And in Minnesota, I did it in probably one of the most liberal states in the country as a movement conservative, and the Cato Institute gave me an A grade, one of only four governors in the country to get that grade. The other three aren't running.
You said that if you want the loudest candidate, it's not me. If you want somebody who's bombastic, it's not going to be me. Maybe subtly were you referring to anybody in particular at that moment?
No, but I want to share with you this. Look, the country's facing big and serious troubles. So if somebody wants the entertainer-in-chief or somebody who's going to be the biggest or most bombastic candidate, that's not me. But I don't think that person's going to get put in the Oval Office and given the responsibility to be commander-in-chief and leader of the free world and president of the United States. They're looking for somebody who's got a record of accomplishment, a seasoned, steady hand on the throttle, and somebody who's got the courage and the fortitude to actually do this stuff. I had the first government shutdown in my state in 150 years, set a record for vetoes, unallotted, using executive powers, more money out of my budget in my time as governor than all the other governors combined in my state. The next president's going to have to do tough things, and he or she's going to have to demonstrate an executive experience with a record. I did.
Now, Dick Morris posted a YouTube video outlining the reasons he thinks Ron Paul would be an awful choice for the president.
I want to talk to you about a guy who I think would be a total disaster as president, Ron Paul. I know that he's an outsider. I know that he's got a really Trump-esque way of saying things and speaking bluntly, but I just don't agree with the guy. He says we ought to legalize drugs. I think that that would condemn an entire generation of Americans to drug dependency. People say prohibition didn't work. Well, it failed, but liquor consumption dropped by 70% during Prohibition and rose by 70% when Prohibition was repealed. I don't want the same thing to happen with drug use. He opposes intervention abroad in fighting the war on terror. My apartment used to be a few miles away from the World Trade Center, and I now feel that hole in the ground now being filled up like a empty molar in the back of my mouth. And we can't sit here and wait to be attacked. Homeland Security isn't enough. The reason Al-Qaeda hasn't hit us is not because our Homeland Security is so good. It's because we're socking it to them over there, and they're on their heels running from cave to cave, and they can't get it together to attack us. So I just think that Ron Paul is just wrong on the major issues of our time. We have an excellent field of possible candidates. There's no reason to go for somebody who would surrender the war on terror and would never fight the war on drugs.
What do you expect from Dick Morris? He's always going to do what the establishment wants. Coming up, though, more talk radio action to some of the other Republican presidential candidates.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. If you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Republican presidential candidates, those that are potentially going to be candidates, that's the focus in this part of the countdown. Bob Del Giorno, a host in Louisiana, talked to State University political science professor Kirby Goidel about Trump and Huckabee dropping out of the race. And who's the front runner now?
We are talking about the Republican field when it comes to the presidential election of 2012, which really is not that far away in terms of election cycles, is it, Kirby?
No, not at all. I mean, it's sort of far out if you're thinking about it as a voter, but if you're thinking about it as a candidate and you're thinking about the Obama an Obama candidacy that could raise $1 billion in this election cycle, you have to have your legwork done now. You have to be building your organization. You have to be showing that you have support.
All right, Trump drops out. Big surprise to you, or did he just play the media for everything he was worth?
I think he was just playing the media for everything he was worth, and he was generating some extra audience for The Apprentice. I don't think he was ever terribly serious, but it was hard to tell there, and he certainly had money and name recognition that he could have brought to the field.
And what about Huckabee?
Huckabee, I was more surprised at, I think he wants to be president. Maybe he was burned a little bit last time, I was a little more surprised. He was in pretty good standing and looked like he might have had a good shot at the nomination.
When it comes right down to it, is policy enough, or does it come down to looking and being and carrying yourself in a presidential manner? And with that, I'll bring in the name Ron Paul.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure policy is enough, but I would go beyond just sort of the look and the style to really about money and organization. That's where it's key, and that's why right now, if I had to bet, I'm betting Romney's the nominee because he has organization and money. I'm not so sure that's going to play out, but he's the early odds-on favorite. He's sort of the Hillary Clinton of this field, and we know how Hillary Clinton ended up, but he's got the money and organization at this moment.
Now, define that, if you will, when you say the Hillary Clinton of this field.
Well, he's the Republicans have had a history of going with whoever's next in line. Democrats often bump off the front runner. runner, but Republicans tend to be more likely to stay and go with the person next in line. So I think that Romney has a name recognition before. He has that sort of presidential look we're talking about. He's been a governor. He has the resume, and he's shown that he can raise money and that he has a campaign organization already in place.
Host Bob Durgin here with several of his callers focused on who they think they're going to support and why are they going to do that.
Romney, Ron Paul, Herman Cain, Gary Johnson, Santorum, Tim Pawlenty, Gingrich, John Huntsman Jr., Sarah Palin, Mitch Daniels, Michelle Bachmann, or none of the above. Tracy, hi.
Hi, Bob. It was a sad day in Pennsylvania politics when we got rid of Santorum. He's my vote. I think he would be strong enough. He'd be a good presidential candidate.
Okay, so you think he has a chance of winning, huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Tracy. Jim, hello.
Herman Cain or Michelle Bachmann, either one. They're the most conservative Republican candidates out of the whole bunch, and the only person that can beat Barack Obama is a conservative. The mushheads from the middle will not vote for another mushhead from the middle, but they will vote for a conservative.
So pick one, either Cain or Bachmann. Which one do you pick first?
Cain.
Okay. Yeah, he gave a good accounting of himself in that first GOP debate.
Yes, he did. And the fact that he is a private businessman and he has his own chain of restaurant chain and he ran another restaurant chain, the guy knows all about how to make a dollar. Obama knows nothing about it. The only thing Obama knows about is how to spend a dollar as long as it's somebody else.
All right. I got it, Jim, and thank you. Reuben, go ahead.
To answer your question, my response is none of the above. I'm looking for a candidate who has strong leadership qualities. In other words, somebody who's been a governor, a successful governor, someone who is very strong on immigration policy, someone who supports the military, not because it's popular when he decides to do it, but all throughout his career, and he enjoys great military support in his own state. And that would be, for me, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Well, he's not on the list.
Yeah, he's the none of the above.
Okay.
And I think people should really, he hasn't announced, or I don't, to my knowledge, even given thought publicly to running. But he's got such strong credentials on the things that worry people the most, the economy, taxation, and immigration. I think in a debate, he would clean the floor with Obama.
Shifting gears in a moment to focus on the debate over the debt ceiling. That's up next on the Talk Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Data processing services owner, Andrew Sensenig.
I keep one eye on growth and the other on my checkbook. Hey, that's why I look to Sam's Club.
Selection, quality, low prices. It's how Sam's Club makes saving simple and helps grow your bottom line. Last year, members saved an average of 44% versus retail superstores on office supplies alone.
See the savings for yourself. I did.
Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th through 28th, and get a 10-week membership for just $10. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Let me tell you some of the reasons people get into trouble with credit cards. A job loss or salary cut, an unexpected expense, a divorce, a business loss, or even helping a family member or friend in need. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. I understand that credit card problems are not about overspending. It's about emergencies and unexpected situations. For nearly two decades, Consolidated Credit has helped over 5 million people just like you. We can reduce your interest rates and cut your payments up to 50%. There's a lot of ways to get into trouble with debt. There's only one trusted way to get out. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, we're the solution.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York Banking Departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM 80031.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Doug Steffen here. It's now official, you know. The U.S. government hit the debt ceiling a couple of days ago. Treasury Secretary Geithner told Congress that he'd have to suspend investments in federal retirement funds till the 2nd of August in order to create room for the government to continue borrowing in the debt markets. The funds will be made whole once the debt limit is increased. Geithner said that federal retirees and employees will be unaffected by the actions. Here host Kobe Mash and Kevin Thomas talk to economist Ernie Moss about the importance of raising the debt ceiling.
Do you agree with Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett said failure to raise the debt ceiling would be asinine.
In some ways, I certainly agree with him, but I think you have to get some concessions if you're on the Republican side and perhaps some concessions if you're on the Democrat side. I don't think that you should be passed without getting some of those concessions. And in my judgment, the concessions would be to reduce spending. And the deficit has gone up more than 40% over the past 2 years. That's just an unsustainable pace. So I think you have to get some concessions.
In terms of reducing spending, how much do you think the Republican Party should go for? If they're leveraging the debt ceiling against spending cuts, how much should they go for?
Well, you know, Kevin, here's the tricky thing. They're going to go for a heck of a lot, but they're going to spread it out over a lot of years. So it looks like a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. I think their idea of dollar for dollar makes a lot of sense. In other words, raise the debt ceiling $1 and commit to reducing spending by $1. Of course, again, the time frame is key to that. And I think there'll be a lot of smoke and mirrors, both from the Democrats and Republicans, so that we come away thinking that they've reduced spending and we've eliminated the problem, when that's hardly the case.
Now, the Treasury Department announced today that they're going to be taking some measures that they've been talking about for a while to make sure that the government doesn't officially go broke here without having the ability to borrow more money. But that's only going to last until August. At least these projections, early August would be the new deadline for running up against the ceiling here. Do you think that in the 10 weeks we've got until then, something can be done to reach an agreement?
Well, you know, Kevin, you get a little concerned when Mr. Geithner told us that the 16th of May was the drop dead date. Now all of a sudden it's August the 2nd. I mean, I'm not inclined to put a lot of credibility into what Mr. Geithner, the Secretary of Treasury, says. But I do believe that we will, between now and August the 2nd, we will get a solution to this. But you know, we've raised the debt ceiling 70 times This will be the 71st time since the 14th Amendment was passed after the Civil War. So this is not new. It's just at a higher, more visible level. And I'm sure some people say, well, what's different now than what, than say, 10 years ago, back when Gingrich was in office? Well, what's different is we've got these baby boomers. We've got all these baby boomers that are qualifying for Medicare and qualifying for Social Security. That is coming home to roost. We've got to pay that. That's why it's different today than it was a decade ago.
Host Terry Miners here with Congressman Joe Yarmuth of Kentucky. The debt ceiling has been hit. Does it really matter?
We crossed the line of what they said was the debt ceiling, $14.3 trillion, our debt limit. Yet, from what I'm reading here, it says the Treasury can free up over $230 billion and keep the government solvent through August just with accounting gimmicks and juggling the books. What does all that mean?
Well, basically it means paying certain things and delaying payments on certain other things and adjusting accounts. And there's some reserve funds in an account that they can use to pay obligations. But the bottom line is that we've hit our legal authority for borrowing, and by August 2nd, they run out of options and gimmicks to extend it. So we have to make a decision as to what to do between now and August. And in a way, it's silly. As even Alan Greenspan said, I don't even know why we have a debt ceiling. We've had it for almost 40 years now, and we've raised it 72 times. And the reason it doesn't really make any difference is because the debt ceiling really applies to spending that's already been authorized, not spending in the future. And so we basically, unless we were prepared to have a budget right now, starting right now or August 2nd, that was perfectly balanced, we couldn't spend any more money. And even the Republican budget that passed the House, the Paul Ryan budget, adds between $6 and $7 trillion more debt over the next 10 years. Nobody is even dreaming that we could do a balanced budget right now. And so it's really a moot point in a way. We have to raise the debt ceiling. Otherwise, we will be essentially, well, first thing that will happen is we'll be paying the Chinese before we pay our troops. I mean, that's because we have to pay our bondholders first. If we don't, then the country's in default. And that would create a worldwide economic disaster. Plus, it would raise the interest rates of virtually everybody who has an adjustable rate mortgage or credit cards, so forth. So that's unthinkable. Even the U.S. Chamber, which is as conservative a business organization as it gets, says it is unthinkable not to raise the debt ceiling. But we still have people who, responding to kind of what they perceive as a national mood, say, well, we're not going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. We will, ultimately.
Bill Lumet on his program talking to economist Dr. Mike Walden about what's likely to happen if Congress ends up deciding not to raise the debt ceiling.
Enough is enough with this spending. And the only way I can see this coming to some sort of an end is if they stand their ground and say, no, we're not raising the ceiling. On the other hand, I'm hearing from Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, saying, my goodness, if you do that, whoa, all bets are off. The economy goes in the toilet. What say you, Doctor?
Well, it depends how we deal with it. What we don't want to have happen is we don't want the U.S. government to miss paying interest on its outstanding debt. That's never happened. We don't want that to happen. I think that's what Geithner is most worried about. That would be like you or me not making our mortgage payment or not making a payment on our car. That would hurt our credit rating. This would hurt the credit rating of the U.S. It would inhibit our ability to borrow for legitimate reasons in the future. It would probably raise our interest rates and raise interest rates across the country, not just for the federal government, but for all other borrowers. So we don't want that to happen. Now, the question is, could that be avoided if the debt ceiling's not raised? And the answer is yes, yes, it could. If the federal government says, well, what we're going to do is prioritize our spending, and first, we're going to make sure that we make those interest payments. And then, secondly, whatever's left over, we're going to decide how to spend, which obviously means there's not going to be enough money to spend on everything else, since we indeed were borrowing, gosh, about 40%, I think, of all federal spending. So what that might mean is that some people might not find that their Medicare payments or Medicare spending is covered by the federal government. Some people might find their Medicaid is not covered. The federal government might not make pension payments into federal employee pension plans. I mean, who knows? This is uncharted territory.
Up next, we turn our attention to Arnold Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver, and their issues on the Talk Countdown.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, talk radio, talk television, all abuzz about the Arnold Schwarzenegger separation from Maria Shriver. Maybe it's the other way around. Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monterey talked to People Magazine's Joanne Fowler about some of the fallout from this scandal.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and wife Maria Shriver separated after he left the governor's mansion in California. And everybody went, what? Well, now the real story is coming out. Joanne Fowler, staff editor with People Magazine, joins us. Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
You're a St. Louisan, aren't you?
I am.
All right. Yes. Very good. Nice to have you back in the fold again, but just for a short period of time. This was a bit of a surprise, and now we found out, well, now there seems to be an out-of-wedlock baby involved.
Yep. Big shocker here. A member of the household staff, someone who had worked with the family for 20 years, had given birth to a child that was fathered by Arnold. So that's a huge shock. The news, he broke the news to Maria in January around the same time that she moved out of the house and moved into a hotel. So I think what's really striking about this is just the boldness of the betrayal. Someone who's lived in the family or worked with the family for such a long time, it has to be almost like a part of the family.
People.com has a number of different angles on this, which are interesting. Sad to hear that she, Maria, learned the news in January, seemed pretty much right after her father died. So not a good time for poor Maria Shriver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, her friends have said that, you know, both her mother and her father died in the past couple of years. She feels like the rug's just being pulled out from underneath her. Everything has changed so abruptly. And she had also, you know, she had a very strong career as a broadcaster and put that aside when she became first lady. So everything seems to be kind of up in the air right now for her, and I'm sure she's trying to figure out, what do I do next?
Well, there was some talk about a prenuptial agreement, but they've been married for, 20, 25 years. And that brings the question, would it even hold up now?
You know, we don't have any information on the prenup. They have been married for 25 years. It's a good question. But, you know, he's also trying to get back into his career as an actor. He's trying to work on a new film. He's also trying to develop a Terminator TV series and a comic book. So he still wants to get back into the business.
Martin Bashir talking to Kim Seffrin from In Touch Weekly about new details on this situation, including the news that the woman who was pregnant with Arnold's child was pregnant at the same time Maria Shriver was pregnant.
Schwarzenegger may have lied for even longer than previously thought. The New York Times reports today that his mistress and household staffer gave birth to a son who is now about 14 years old. That means the mother would have been working around the house pregnant at the same time as his wife Maria was also pregnant with the couple's fourth child. Their youngest son, Christopher, is now 13. The mother and son did not live in the house with the family, though sources say the child did, on occasion, visit the Schwarzenegger Brentwood estate. The home where we now learn Maria demanded he move out after the revelation, Arnold fathered said love child, Schwarzenegger refused, yes, refused to move out, leading Maria to pack her bags for a hotel. Schwarzenegger has offered no further comment since a statement of apology Tuesday, seen speeding past reporters as he left his Santa Monica office. But Maria Shriver did step out in Chicago last night for the final taping of the Oprah Winfrey Show, looking quite radiant, if I might say. For the latest from Hollywood, we're joined by Kim Seffrin. She's senior editor at In Touch Weekly. Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon.
In all marital splits, as you know, there are two sides. In this case, would it be fair to say that Hollywood chooses Maria, or will they side with Arnold?
Well, it's interesting because you did mention that Maria was at the Oprah taping, took kind of a subtle jab at Arnold. So probably women in Hollywood are not going to be flocking to Arnold's next movie, you would imagine. Though that was probably never really his demo to begin with. I don't think that's who he was going after with his next movie. But producers, Hollywood insiders, analysts are all saying they don't think that this is really going to affect his chances in his upcoming movies. The producer of his next movie, Cry Macho, is saying nothing has changed. They're going forward. Everything is still as planned. They're starting shooting on August 24th. That is all set. There's the animated series that he's doing, The Governator. They're all saying that nothing has changed with that. Although it is interesting when you read the press release about this The Governator series. He plays a superhero who leads a double life where he keeps a secret identity beneath his house that even his wife Maria and kids don't know about. That's what's in the press release. So it is a little bit cringe-inducing when you read that press release
I'm
now.
Sure. Find out more about this and a lot of the other items on the Countdown. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.